welcome to the Experience Grinds bonus round, where we cover all those topics you love in 10 minutes or less. Today, we are going to be talking about a show you recommended, Kyle.
Yes.
Broad City.
Yeah.
It is currently just finished up its third season on Comedy Central is where you can watch it. And so far, I've made it through the first two seasons and one episode in season three. And I think it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty great show. It's it was created by the two main characters, Alana and Abby.
Alana Glazer and Abby Jacobson.
Yeah, Jacobson. Two Jewish girls from New York.
Mm-hmm.
They met in like an improv class or in, I want to say they were part of the one Amy Poehler is from.
Oh, the Upright Citizens
yes.
Brigade?
Or the Upright Citizens. One of their big things was that they, at the end of their tenure there, they actually got Amy Poehler to come in and be on like one of their last sketches.
Okay.
And so they were really stoked about that. I remember listening to that in one of their interviews. But this show is pretty, it's pretty just fucking wild and out there.
It is. It's very unique. It has a very specific style of comedy,
yeah.
Which it took me a few episodes to get into.
It reminds me a lot of, like, I believe it is Knocked Up, where in the fact that, like, the big thing with Knocked Up is that they talk about how girls are generally just as filthy as guys, but you don't see that in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But Knocked Up takes that and twists it on its head. This show is exactly like that. It's like what I imagine real female friends totally really talk about and like, especially in this subset of, like, friend. Like, because they're weird, nerdy, dork stoners. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's a good way to put it, is they kind of don't, they're never afraid to just make themselves look ridiculous and horrible. And I kind of like that about it. It's very ballsy, but one of the things you touched on a little bit is the friendship. And that's what ultimately, like, really draws me to this, is just how connected these two are. Specifically, Alana's, like, crazy love obsession with Abby. Like, I find not only, like, very charming, but, like, very watchable. And it's kind of nice. We were having a conversation last night, and the comparison to Workaholics came up. And you could say, like, the two shows are about young millennials, but, like, one's a very guy bro perspective, and then one's, you know, the New York girl perspective. And I find Broad City much, much more interesting than Workaholics because of that friendship we talked about. And, like, they're always working together for something. Like, the problem's never within the group. And I think Workaholics, like, usually breaks down to, like, one of the guys is being ridiculous. Usually Adam is being, like, crazy and absurd. Mm-hmm. And it's like the guy's just fighting for 30 minutes and then they wrap it up and resolve it. Whereas these two working together to conquer the weird shit in New York is, like, just so nice and kind of refreshing. It's almost like Parks and Rec. It's like, it's very sweet and earnest. It's comedy.
I like both shows, I would say, almost pretty equally.
I do too.
I love
but
them
I
both
would
for
pick...
completely different reasons.
Yeah.
My big drawing factor in my love of Broad City is, and this might sound weird at first, but I'll explain a little more. It really reminds me a lot of King of the Hill. And what I mean by that is that King of the Hill's whole thing was that it's real world. Like, there's no, like, meteors about to hit the earth. And so what antics are we going to get up to? Everything that happens in it is real and solved with real issues. It's grounded. And that's what I feel about Broad City compared to, like, Workaholics, where it's a little bit more extreme and slapstick and things like that. They really are.
It is more extreme. That's a good way to put
it.
Out
there. But Broad City is a lot more real and natural. Like,
it is, but it's not afraid to be weird and out there.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, you know, no problem is like that, where I don't, just the reactions are more grounded and more real. And that's what I think makes them funnier.
I agree. Yeah. But I think that's all good, but the out there humor also works really well. Like, I don't want to say one's better than the other, because, like, one of my favorite things was in the middle of season two. You have a cold open where, for some reason, Abby and Alana are just drumming, and, like, it gets more ridiculous where, like, it cuts back between the two, and, like, Alana's fro is getting bigger each time. And,
Then
Abby starts to have, like, that big mustache, like, almost like Jethro Tull or something, and they're drumming, and then, like, cuts to, like, reality where they're in a drum music store, like, playing horribly.
Yes.
And then you have, like, a great cameo from one of the guys from TV on the radio, and he's just like, "You guys sound amazing. Like, you want to have a record deal? Like, this is great." And they're like, "Really?" It's like, "No." And then that's it. Like, that's just the start. It has nothing to do with anything. But they're not afraid to take these weird, like, 4 or 5 minute tangents that just are fun. And they're not afraid to have fun.
I think that's one of my favorites, is another cold open. And it's when Abby and Alana walk into the bank, and Abby's wearing the Missy Elliott fat suit.
Oh, yeah.
And the, I mean, the whole thing is just a big setup to the joke that Abby has this big check, and she feels like she's flaunting money. Mm-hmm. And it's all taking place in her head, that whole music video setup. But it works so well, and it's so over the top and ridiculous. But then it, again, cuts to reality, and the bank teller doesn't give a fuck about any of it. She's like, just give me the check. And that's one of my favorite things, too. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
I love when Abby's running around her apartment naked singing Firework by Katy Perry.
Yeah, for like 3 minutes. Yeah, just it's fully just, nude. And it's they're not afraid great. To do that. You see her and Alana naked like for 30% of the show. Like they get naked and do like weird, dirty, gross things like constantly. And it's
Which
always
is what
funny
I love.
And
yeah,
shocking.
Because I love that in like dude comedy, too. Mm-hmm. Nakedness is always funny. Weird things that happen when you're naked is always funny. It works well, and they totally just take it and own it. It's not mm-hmm. a stereotypical just bro comedy thing. They're absolutely owning it, and mm-hmm. It's real. It's funny. They're filthy. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I think that's about it. But before we wrap up, I do want to mention Hannibal Buress, because that was big draw into this series, because I'm a big Hannibal Buress fan.
I love
his stand up, but he's fantastic as Lincoln in the show, as Alana's kind of boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
His deadpan just works so well against like their craziness, and like it's one of those things too where it's like just a weird throwaway line, like him and the immigrant who just recently became an American, like they're celebrating on the boat, and like they're doing the Titanic thing, and Hannibal Buress just like so dryly goes like, come on, it's my turn to be Jack, and then like steps up in front, and it's just not a joke, but his delivery is so funny, and I cannot do with enough of him. Like him and even Bevers, who I thought was going to be really obnoxious
Bevers
and grating,
is so much fun.
He is, and it's surprising, because that character usually gets like really, really played out really quickly
and really one notey, but Bevers is, there's a lot going. I like Bevers a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
He's just fucking hilarious. I would just like to take and mention too. Of course, it's not going to be any surprise, but goddamn, Abby's got a butt on her, and that's mm-hmm. quite frequently referenced in the show too. I think a couple
constantly,
times,
yeah.
Even Alana is like, "Oh, that's Abby. I know that ass anywhere." But yeah, it's a nice thing too. A nice little bonus if you're into butts. She's got a really nice one there. So that's a. Me as a butt man, as I think any fan of the show.
And that was your butt recommendation for the week.
Yeah, there it is. But yeah, Broad City. Can't recommend it enough. If I'd have thought forward, I would have worn my Broad City t-shirt. I'm such a massive fan. I do own a Broad City t-shirt.
Yeah.
That
I mean, that's what sparked our conversation, mm-hmm. got me to watch the show. I would just say keep at it. Like, watch the show, but like stick with it for a few episodes. Once you kind of get the rhythm of the humor, it's so good.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird at first. Stick with it. It's great.
Fully recommended. Broad City, check it the fuck out.
Absolutely.